Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Certificado de nivel básico. Convocatoria de junio de 2013.
This test has three tasks. You will hear each recording twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. Read through the headings before listening. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then, write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are two headings you will not need and an introductory extract as an example. Now, read the headings. Example.
If one had to come up with a single word for Tim Burton's movie, starting with Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands, that word could be quirky. His new movie opening tomorrow is Quintessential Burton, an animated adaptation of the Frankenstein story. This time, a little boy brings his dog back to life.
He'll always be in your heart.
I don't want him in my heart. I want him here with me.
Extract number 1.
Since tomorrow is July 4th, which for many people means throwing something on the grill, we thought this was a perfect time to talk about summer cooking. Not just grilling, but also nice cold salads and desserts. I have two guests. Bridget Lancaster is the on-screen test cook for the PBS shows America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. Jack Bishop is a cast member of both those shows and is the editorial director of America's Test Kitchen.
Extract number 2.
Next, we'll hear a little-known story of one of the nation's most famous cities. The city is Washington, D.C. A chain of violent events took place here in 1835.
Few of the city's buildings from that time remain, but you can still sense what it was like if you sit in a park by the White House, as we did with the writer Jefferson Morley.
Extract number 3.
We're celebrating July 4th by featuring an interview about musical Americana with Neil Young. Young's new album, Americana, is unusual because it's all folk songs and songs that many of us grew up with as children. Songs like Oh Susanna, Clementine, Tom Dooley, This Land Is Your Land, and She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. But it's Neil Young and his band Crazy Horse, so the songs sound different than I've ever heard them.
Extract number 4.
Writer and director Nora Ephron has died. She was best known for hugely successful romantic comedies and best-selling collections of essays. Ephron died last night in New York City after a struggle with leukemia.
Extract Extract number 5.
In his new book, How to Cook Everything, The Basics, Mark Bittman provides careful instructions and 1,000 colorful photos on how to stock your pantry, what knives to buy, what's an aromatic, and how to boil water. Seriously, how to boil water. The author of How to Cook Everything has just added How to Cook Everything, The Basics. So to all of those who cook or attempt the task, what is your basic question about cooking?
Extract number 6.
Nobel Prize winner Mario Vargas Llosa has a new novel out. It's a biographical work of fiction called The Dream of the Celt. Our reviewer Alan Chu says the book is about Roger Casement, a turn-of-the-century Irish radical.
In this novel, the reader may find the going sometimes as tough as Casement's own trek across the difficult terrain of the Belgian Congo.
Extract number 7.
Our guest Alec Baldwin is appearing in 2 movies this summer, Woody Allen's To Rome with Love and Rock of Ages, adapted from the Broadway musical. 2 very different roles for an actor who's had a career of interesting turns. In the 80s and 90s, he became a Hollywood star with his leading man looks and roles in films including Beetlejuice, Married to the Mob, Working Girl.
Extract number 8.
Hi, everybody. Monica Reinagle here. Welcome to the Nutrition Divas. And today, I have some tips on what we could all do to help stem the tide of childhood obesity. The number of obese kids in the U.S. has tripled over the last 30 years. And today, 1 in every 5 kids is obese, and a great many more are overweight.
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
Since tomorrow is July 4th, which for many people means throwing something on the grill, we thought this was a perfect time to talk about summer cooking. Not just grilling, but also nice cold salads and desserts. I have 2 guests. Bridget Lancaster is the on-screen test cook for the PBS shows America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. Jack Bishop is a cast member of both those shows and is the editorial director of America's Test Kitchen.
Extract number 2.
Next, we'll hear a little-known story of one of the nation's most famous cities. The city is Washington, D.C. A chain of violent events took place here in 1835.
Few of the city's buildings from that time remain, but you can still sense what it was like if you sit in a park by the White House, as we did with the writer Jefferson Morley.
Extract number 3.
We're celebrating July 4th by featuring an interview about musical Americana with Neil Young. Young's new album, Americana, is unusual because it's all folk songs and songs that many of us grew up with as children. Songs like Oh Susanna, Clementine, Tom Dooley, This Land Is Your Land, and She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. But it's Neil Young and his band Crazy Horse, so the songs sound different than I've ever heard them.
Extract number 4.
Writer and director Nora Ephron has died. She was best known for hugely successful romantic comedies and best-selling collections of essays. Efron died last night in New York City after a struggle with leukemia.
Extract number 5.
In his new book, How to Cook Everything, The Basics, Mark Bittman provides careful instructions and 1,000 colorful photos on how to stock your pantry, what knives to buy, what's an aromatic, and how to boil water. Seriously, how to boil water. The author of How to Cook Everything has just added How to Cook Everything, The Basics. So to all of those who cook or attempt the task, what is your basic question about cooking?
Extract number 6.
Nobel Prize winner Mario Vargas Llosa has a new novel out. It's a biographical work of fiction called The Dream of the Celt. Our reviewer Alan Chu says the book is about Roger Casement, a turn-of-the-century Irish radical.
In this novel, the reader may find the going sometimes as tough as Casement's own trek across the difficult terrain of the Belgian Congo.
Extract number 7.
Our guest Alec Baldwin is appearing in two movies this summer, Woody Allen's To Rome with Love and Rock of Ages, adapted from the Broadway musical. Two very different roles for an actor who's had a career of interesting turns. In the 80s and 90s, he became a Hollywood star with his leading man looks and roles in films including Beetlejuice, Married to the Mob, Working Girl.
Extract number 8.
Hi, everybody. Monica Reinagle here. Welcome to the Nutrition Divas. And today, I have some tips on what we could all do to help stem the tide of childhood obesity. The number of obese kids in the U.S. has tripled over the last 30 years. And today, one in every 5 kids is obese, and a great many more are overweight.
This is the end of task 1.